I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Researchers say women who may have already survived breast or ovarian cancer or who have a family history of cancer may benefit from such testing.
Current guidelines are moving in the direction of testing anyone who has ever had breast cancer. In addition to that, if you are a person who has a strong family history of breast cancer, particularly if your affected relatives are no longer living, then genetic testing can be performed in people who have not had a history of cancer themselves.
Dr. Andrea Baer is a breast surgeon with SSM Health Medical Group.
Now the guidelines are more steering towards that it's better to test as many people as we can and really capture as many of the people that are carrying a gene mutation as possible, because that gives us the leverage to study these families, study these patients, and better understand what we can do to help them and reduce risk of breast cancer in people that carry these genes.
Dr. Baer says these new guidelines will also help get more breast cancer gene testing covered by insurance.
The beauty of these guidelines coming out and pushing for more and more testing is that insurance companies are being forced to catch up. So in the case of a patient with a breast cancer diagnosis, almost all of the insurance companies are now paying for that testing. And in some cases, if they're not covering it, several of the genetic testing companies themselves are willing to absorb that cost in order to move forward with broadening how many people we do testing in.
The bottom line for Dr. Baer?
We should be doing more genetic testing, not less. I think that the positives that come out of genetic testing far outweigh the negatives. And so I think moving forward that we should continue to hopefully see other organizations and other leading groups broadening their guidelines for genetic testing and really making it a test of inclusivity rather than exclusivity.
Gene testing allows affected women to consider steps to lower their risk, including a preventive mastectomy. Fred Bottomer, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.